One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Are they a problem around here? Possibly. Liver flukes. Inside of cattle, a silent thief waiting to drain the productivity from your herd. Liver flukes. We get more from Mike Davis.
Liver flukes are sometimes thought to only be a problem in wetter climates for cattle grazing in the Pacific Northwest and the Gulf Coast, but they've been found in at least 26 states. Dr. Jody Wade, professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, says farmers and ranchers are seeing all kinds of effects from liver flukes.
We're seeing reduced feed efficiencies. We're seeing decreases in weight gain, decreased pregnancy rates, lower milk production in some of these cows, increased liver condemnations. That's happening more and more often now. So we feel like we're seeing an increased incidence of liver flukes across the country.
Dr. Wade says there's only one way to positively detect flukes in cattle.
They actually call it the fluke finder. It's a diagnostic test that we can submit when we do routine fecal exams. So if we're looking for nematodes, we can also check the box and ask them to look for flukes while they're there as well. It's interesting where we're seeing it. We're seeing it show up in a number of places where we really haven't seen it before, because in the past, most folks thought it was a Gulf Coast type issue or a Northwest type issue where we knew that because of the weather conditions that liver flukes were prominent.
For control of liver flukes, he says use an injectable dewormer with Chlorsalon.
There's only two products out there in the marketplace right now that's really effective against liver flukes. And the unfortunate part is both products only kill the adult phase. So we don't do anything for the immature stages, but if we can stop the adult phase and keep those guys from putting those eggs back out on pasture so the cattle can pick them up again, we can really reduce the number of liver flukes that are out on those pastures.
If liver flukes are suspected in your cattle, work with your veterinarian to create a parasite control plan that works for your region. I'm Mike Davis.
Thanks, Mike. If Congress passed legislation that allowed for year-round nationwide access to E15, corn use in ethanol would increase 50%, supporting a higher market price for corn. New analysis from the National Corn Growers says it would also promote energy stability for Americans. NCGA President Jed Bauer says Congress could address the economic crisis affecting corn growers by passing legislation that would make higher blends of ethanol readily accessible to all Americans, so we urge Congress to act now. Make that happen. NCGA has highlighted research showing that year-round access to E15 helps farmers and rural communities while boosting energy security. This is Inside Agriculture. Thank you for listening. You got the easy job, and we thank you. Have a great day. See you tomorrow morning right here.